Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, What Love Does. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I first got into ministry, I thought my job as a preacher was to basically do anything that anybody asked me to. And so I tried to. Man, if somebody wanted me to visit somebody, I visited them. I'd show up at hospitals and places everywhere. And after several times of getting shut down, I began to pray. I remember I walked into a guy's room one time, and he said, "Who are you?" I said, "Well, your mom called and asked, would I come by?" He said, "I don't believe in all that blankety blank, blankety blank, blank. You get the blank out of here, blankety blank, blank." I said, "Okay." So I turned around and left. And as I was getting back in the car to go home, I thought, "Now, Lord, here I drove up here for an hour, and there's other things I'm not doing, and I'm supposed to speak tomorrow morning, and I feel like the enemy has just robbed me of some time and energy and effort. Where am I missing it here?" There'd be other times people say, "I'd like to talk to you, if I could get with you for a little bit." And so I did, and I did, and I did, and I did, and I had people sit and yak and tell me the most useless stuff for 2 hours, and then I'm supposed to get up and go preach and be spiritual? After hearing all that, and I realized the devil is robbing my time through all this unspiritual stuff. Because I believed that old mentality of I'm the minister. I'm supposed to do all the work of the ministry, and that never was right. So you got a handful of people trying to do the work of the ministry, and you got masses of folks doing absolutely nothing. Only interested in receiving. Not keeping the love command. And very unhappy and unfulfilled and dissatisfied. Can you see this, saints? In many churches, pastors are hirelings. They're pretty much hired counselors that are replaced regularly just to shake things up, keep things new. A lot of folks change pastors every year or two, whether they need it or not, just keep things fresh, you know. And they don't really have a pastor. The Lord spoke to my heart some years back. He said, "Many of my people are not getting the full benefit of the gifts I have given them. They haven't given them the place in their life." What are these gifts given for? What? Back up and look at it again. They're given for what? The New American Standard. Put that one up. The New American Standard, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. Now, a lot of folks don't like this. They don't. Millions of Christians don't want a church like this. Not going to go to a church like this. They just don't. They want a no-fault, no-responsibility church. They want to be told that no matter what happens in my life, it's not my fault. It's God's mysterious ways. No matter what doesn't happen in my life, it's not my fault. It's just God's will. We don't understand why. Zero responsibility. And expect you to do anything? Oh, no, no. If you can show up, that's great. But that's not going to cut it with the head of the church when you stand before him. You can say, "Well, my preacher told me it didn't matter." Ain't going to cut it. Because you had a Bible. Right? And the Bible said, you've been given grace, you've been given gifts, and a command to do what? love one another. When you get excited about serving your fellow Christian, you are about to break into an area that's better than you've ever lived. Do you believe it? It's growing up spiritually. Babies are naturally self-centered. I mean, if you're born again last week, well, you know, we understand that. Pretty much all you're going to think about is what you need and what you want. And you need a baba and need your diaper change. We understand that. That's okay. That's okay. But you've been saved 25 years, 35 years. And somebody slightly suggests that you might get out of the crib and help one of the other children. You go, "Man, this is my crib. I've been in this crib for 40 years. You don't actually expect me to do something. It's not me. It's him. The head of the church expects us to love one another by serving and giving to one another. How do you keep the New Testament commandment? How do you do it? How did they do it in the beginning days of Acts? It wouldn't be by doing things for yourself. That's not loving one another. I hear gears turning. New Living Translation. I'll go further. New Living Translation says their responsibility, whose responsibility? The preacher's responsibility. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, their job is to do what? God has graced them and gives things through them that equip God's people to do His work. It's not just the preacher's job to do His work. Now, what they're doing is His work. But all the saints of God are to do His work, aren't they? And the reason you come to church and the reason you have the anointing and the word and the ministers is so you get another piece, you get another part, you get some more light and you get some more anointing and equipping so that you can serve your brother. You can do something that benefits them genuinely. Do you believe this, saints? Yes. Then right now, everybody close your eyes. And if you're sincere, might raise one hand up in an act of submission and say out loud, "Father God, I believe Your word. Show me how to serve, how to give, to how to love my brother, my sister. In Jesus' name. Show me where to do it. Show me how to do it. How to use the graces, the gifts, the abilities You've put in me to love my brother, love my sister, build up the body, fulfill Your will. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. 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 Let me read this to you again. The New Living Translation said these ministers' responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Verse 16, He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. Did you hear that? As each part does its own special work. Can you see how many churches have got it wrong? A handful of people trying to do all the work of the ministry, and you got thousands of people or hundreds of people or whatever the church is that doing nothing except coming to receive. And then people not understanding why year after year the mass of folks in the congregation are unhappy. They're not developing. They feel like there's more because there is. Do you see this, saints? And you got pastors and leadership begging for, can somebody help? Can somebody do this? And are perpetually understaffed Where the truth is, if God was their priority, and therefore the love command and loving each other was the priority, you should be able to say, we could use somebody to do this, and 100 people show up. 200 people, people are going, man, don't leave me out. Let me help. And you've just got masses of people involved. And somebody pulls up at the church, and 4 people surround their car and go, hi, how you doing? Can I touch your purse? Can I hold your Bible? I'll help you out. Let me have your coat. And you instead of having a handful of people, you got people everywhere exhibiting love and grace and ministering. The saints building up the body. Can you see this picture, friends? As each and every part does its job, that's God's word translation, He makes the body to grow so it builds itself up in love. New Living Again. As each part does its own special work, verse 16, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Where that folks all over working and ministering to each other and loving each other and helping each other. It's not some utopian, fantastic ideal. It's God's plan for every church. Do you believe it, saints? Can we have it? I'm believing we're not going down. We're not staying where we are. We're going up. It's going to increase and multiply and multiply and multiply. And we'll have so many people serving on all the teams that you'll be chomping at the bit until it's your time to serve again. Instead of being overworked at every service, come on, are y'all listening to me? Overworked, doing something all the time, it's not supposed to be that way. And it won't be that way. We can have faith for abundance in our finances, and we can have faith for abundance in the church. Said out loud, we will have abundance of people to serve in every area, on every team, at every service, at every season. Not just enough, way more than enough. Abundance, abounding, flowing over. Everybody serving, everybody working, everybody rested and happy and being fully equipped and receiving and serving. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, What Love Does, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri for 2 upcoming meetings, Friday, August 2nd, as we welcome Brother Happy Caldwell, and the week of Monday, October 7th, for our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.